it's something you want to see.
It's never been easier.
Yeah. and the rest of the zine, I'm trying to think if there's anything interesting to talk about.
Good stories?
Yeah, there was a British guy who lives in Chatham who wrote a piece about, like, moving to Chatham from England sort of, you know, just the learning, you know, the sort of quirks of the local area. And
that Leeds is different than Leeds and things like that.
Yeah, yeah. So that was kind of a sort of funny, sort of heartfelt piece that got sent in. The regional rave report is really funny this month. Sarah Van Buren, who writes that, went to a sort of like weekend long rave in the woods.
I saw photos on social media. Yeah. I don't know where it was or
Sustained Release is the fest, yeah. But I don't know where.
So she writes about the sort of hero's journey she went through, as all people do at weekend long festivals. You know, the highs and the lows. I thought that was cool. And then, yeah, I mean, you know, there was a bunch of great like local art, like illustration sort of stuff that was sent in, and like a collage piece. And so, yeah, the idea with the zine, if anyone out there is interested, is like it's an open platform, so you can just email us something that you've written or created, and we just put it in. It's like there's no bar for admittance, there's no criteria other than you being local, and it's just a way. And then we print 1,000 copies and put them all over the area, so it's sort of a cool way to connect dots between the area and for people to find out about other people in the area doing cool stuff.
And while we have you here, Mike, how did are Opus 40 shows over for the season now?
No, we've got a couple more. October 7th, that's a Saturday, is kind of our last big show, which is the big takeover, sort of longtime Hudson Valley band, sort of reggae pop sort of band. And then we've got one interesting show that we're doing is called a new group called Carpool Choir. That is a choir of local singers, a lot of like really great singers doing like Ukrainian, Bulgarian sort of polyphonic stuff.
Nice. That's, I love that stuff.
Yeah. And I believe they're going to perform like in and on the sculpture at Opus. That is Sunday, October 22nd. So there's a couple little things like that sprinkled throughout the month, but we're kind of past our busy season.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I think we're all very excited that Opus 40 is doing so many shows in the summer now that I think that was a great addition locally.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And it seems like some new places are popping up, like indoor spaces. So I'm kind of optimistic for this winter and just having a little bit more activity. The last few winters, it's felt like things have almost slowed to a halt, not quite, you know, save for like Avalon Tubbies and Colony, you know.
Yeah, we had, you know, good turnouts last winter for, you know, local artists, especially people coming out to see their friends. But I agree, I'm optimistic that attendance will be even better this winter. And like you said, there are a number of new spaces that seem like they're going to try to program year round. So this is great.
It seems like more and more when I see on social media some national band that I like list their tour dates, almost always now there's a Hudson Valley stop.
Yeah, absolutely.
Where before there often was not.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Either Hudson Valley or they'll play No Fun up in Troy. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Close enough to drive too. Yeah, yeah, totally. Yeah.
I just had a one of those and they listed Opus 40, Kingston, New York. And I was like... Someone's going to kill me for this.
Oh, yeah. Lots of fans love to list Avalon as being in Catskills.
Catskills. Yeah, just Catskills. You'll find it.
Oh, yeah.
Anything else at Avalon while you're here, Liam?
I was just looking. I mean, also Halloween related, there's Brian Dewan is teaming up with Jenny Toomey.
New Catskill resident.
Mm-hmm, for a Halloween show on the 29th. I'm going to join them for a couple songs, as are a few other.
Well, and Avalon has like a lot of dance parties.
We do have a lot of dance parties this month.
You know, because you have kind of have the Halloween sort of dance party stuff, and you have CRN.
Community Rave Network. Yeah. We've got Primal Disco.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have a Friday the 13th party that Trist is doing as well. Lotto dancing. Yeah.
Do you have a bigger audience for the dance DJ things or for the band kind of things, or does it
say that our monthly parties like Community Rave Network and Primal Disco have really built up to be our biggest regular events. Unless we have a live act with someone that has a lot of name recognition already, which is somewhat rare. Those are our biggest nights of the month. It's kind of something I want to try to build more next year. Get a few more of those parties that fill different niches. I mean, Michael, who does Primal Disco, really identified a whole crew of people that wanted to go out and dance in the Hudson Valley that didn't have their own party. So I'm sure that that exists.
So if you're out there and you want to dance sometime, people always say there's like no place, but Avalon has several parties for that sort of
thing. I think Avalon has kind of become like probably the best. Like, it's not, I wouldn't call it a nightclub, but it's like the closest thing to like a nightclub that I think the Hudson Valley has.
While hopefully avoiding the pitfalls of what a nightclub can, can be.
Yeah, it has the extra excitement sometimes. Like, you go and just you're eating because the Korean food is amazing, but something could be going on upstairs and something could be going on in the stage room too. And so you get all these different people that you wouldn't have run into, you run into.
That's kind of the
and
best.
And everyone's waiting in line together at the bar. So that's,
when scenes collide.
Yeah.
That does make me happy.
And then I guess how did the Dromedary Record Festival
go? That went wonderfully. A lot of people came for that. That was sort of a very, in some ways, kind of a niche music festival of like, 80s, 90s downtown New York and Hoboken indie bands. But
really, really good lineup. Like, if you are into that scene, it was like,
it was good.
It was awesome. Al, who organized it, just put in a ton of work. He did one night at Tubby's, Friday. And then two nights at Avalon. And it was extremely well attended. Great crowd. The bands were awesome. I did sound for the whole thing, so I was shot by the end. But it was really fun.
The secret is Al might have a new show on WGX season.
Oh, love that. All right. That's great. Yeah, he's really been a just great sort of addition to the Hudson Valley scene in terms of making things happen and supporting local bands.
Yeah, totally.
I guess one more thing I'm noticing that I'll say is Falcon just had a lot of intriguing shows to me this month. A lot of cool world music.
And worth mentioning, like, Falcon is always pay what you can, sliding scale at the door.
I've still never been. It's, how far is it from here?
It's in Marlboro, so it's a little south of the Poughkeepsie Bridge. It's a little south of Highland, basically. Mm-hmm. So it's not that far, but it is a little bit of an oasis down there too, like, or an island. It's like there's not too many venues like in Newburgh. There's not too many, there's not really anything in Highland. So it's like, it's sort of like a little bit of a destination sort of spot. And they they do these great international acts, sort of more jazz leaning stuff, I would say. But then they also have like up and coming indie rock stuff.
Yeah.
And it's always, always, always pay what you can, which is incredible.
Yeah. Especially, I think Lightning Bolt is like $23 or $26 means it's $30 with the
fees,
fees and the extras that they don't, Super Chunk was $30. I'm not used to going to a club and paying that much.
It's true, but then again, I mean, everything else has risen in cost, so should we really still be paying $10 for shows?
Or I'm used to the $5 Fugazi number,
but it's true. It is.
Those days have passed. All right, anything else you guys want to mention?
Thank you.
I think just like
us.
I said, Chosen Family Presents on Instagram, or you can actually go to chosenfamilypresents.com as well, and we list all the places we're dropping the zine, and like I said, we'll share the show paper pages on there as well.
All right, I'm Tom Rowe in Accra, and just want to get you up to date on the WGXC community calendar, some events going on this coming week that you might want to attend in person or online. Sunday, October 1st, the traditional Irish music session is at the Shamrock House every Sunday from 2 to 5 p.m. in East Durham. Monday, October 2nd, every other week, live at Joust in Catskill at 8:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. is Music for Furniture, bi-weekly live improvised ambient music featuring David and Kenji Garland, Dan Kirkus, Jimmy Garver, Rodney Greenblatt, and other guest performers. Also Monday, October 2nd, Columbia and Green Career Fair is being held at the Columbia Green Community College from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Scott Yoder performs Monday, October 2nd at the Tinker Street Cinema, 6:30 p.m. in Woodstock. Tuesday, October 3rd, there's a free community lunch at the First Reformed Church of Catskill. That's at noon. If you need a hot meal, Tuesday at noon is the place to get it at the First Reformed Church in Catskill. There's eating in options and taking lunch to go options. The free community lunch. You can also donate or volunteer at free community lunch, frcadmin@verizon.net, frcadmin@verizon.net, to help out with the free community lunch Tuesday, October 3rd at noon at the First Reformed Church of Catskill. Also in Catskill on Tuesday, October 3rd, the Catskill Town Board Committee meeting is at the Catskill Town Hall at 6:30 p.m. And also WGXC always has a live web stream of Catskill Town meetings. WGXC.org/listen. Wednesday, October 4th, the WGXC Pledge Drive begins. That's from October 4th to October 13th. This is our local music pledge drive. We're focusing on playing the hits from people you may know, people around the corner, throughout the Hudson Valley and regionally. So tune in. Wednesday, October 4th, Barbara Newman and Jonna Lays perform at Dewey Hall. It's mythic storytelling with Barbara Newman. A conversation with Jonna Lays. Thursday, October 5th, the Thursday market is still in the public square in Hudson from 4 to 7 p.m. every Thursday. Hudson Area Library Thursday hosts at 6 p.m. the Jacob Leiser Institute for Early New York and the Hudson Area Library are putting on a talk by Heidi Hill, the historic manager of Kralo and the Schuller Mansion. It's called Interpretations of the Past Have Impact. Thursday, October 5th, the Bridge Street Theater in Catskill begins hosting the Glass Menagerie. Performances Thursday, Friday, and Sunday afternoon. These events and more are on the WGXC community calendar online at WGXC.org. You can press the Add an Event button there to make sure the event that you're helping to organize gets heard on the radio and seen around the world in the community calendar at WGXC.org.
This is Otis M. Carson. I'm from NYC, and you're listening to WGXC, Acra, Hudson, Catskill.
Hello, WGXC listeners. This is Matthew Whitney Harrington, Camp Hill, Hudson, Community Dinner Return. Come one, come all. Community Dinner is back at Camp Hill, Hudson, on Tuesday, September 5th at 5:30 p.m. in evening time at our Solaris building at 360 Warren Street, Hudson, New York. Come experience community meal, new people, and old friends over a fresh prepared meal with lovely vegetables meal by local volunteers. We'd be glad to see you there, and please bring a friend.
Welcome
Wave Farm respectfully and humbly acknowledges the past, present, and future Indigenous peoples on whose ancestral lands Wave Farm and WGXC operate and broadcast. The Mohicans name themselves the people of the waters that are never still following their arrival along the Great Ebb Tide River, also known as the Hudson. The Mohicans stewarded this land over many generations and in dynamic communication and interaction with diverse Indigenous peoples, including the Haudenosaunee Mohawk and the Munsee Lenape. Mohican descendants today live in communities in Ontario, Wisconsin, and Oklahoma. For more information on Mohican history and the contemporary community of the Stockbridge-Munsee Band of Mohican Indians, please visit Mohican.com.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Upstate Films, featuring first-run and repertory films at movie theaters located in Rhinebeck and Saugerties, as well as live music, filmmaker conversations, staged readings, community events, variety shows, magic, comedy, and more. The Hudson Valley Picture Show traveling series brings cinema to locations around the region. The latest schedules, as well as upcoming pop-up events at the Community Theater in Catskill, can be found at upstatefilms.org.
I was just going to lie down for 5 minutes, take a little nap.
Yeah, a regular Rip Van Winkle.
Who?
Another guy that took a little nap, woke up, and didn't know where he was.
This is how it works. It feels a little worse than when we drove our hearse right through that screaming crowd while laughing up a storm until we were just bone, until it got so warm that none of us could sleep and all the styrofoam began to melt away. We tried to find some worms to aid in the decay, but none of them were home. Inside the catacomb, a million ancient bees began to sting our knees while we were on our knees praying that disease would leave the ones we love and never come again. On the radio we heard November rain, that solo's real long but it's a pretty song. We listened to it twice cause the DJ was asleep. Bum, ba, bum, ba, bum. This is how it works. You're young until you're not. You love until you don't. You try until you can't. Inside yourself, you take the things you like, then try to love the things you took, and then you take that love you made and stick it into someone else's heart, pumping someone else's blood and walking arm in arm. You hope it don't get harmed, but even if it does, you just do it all again. And on the radio, you'll hear November rain. That solo's awful long, but it's a good refrain. You'll listen to it twice, cause the DJ is asleep.
Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, and beyond. Listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Jada. I'm in the ninth grade, and I'm from New York.
I'm Petit. I'm 9 years old, and I'm also from Hudson.
And we're here every week talking about books.
Books we love, books we hate, and bookish things.
And that's what we're going to do today. We're often joined by our friends Adelia, or Claire, or Georgia, or Amelia, and we hope they'll join us soon. I actually just saw Claire in the library, and she said she'll be back next week. So that's exciting. Our listeners may not know this, but we record our show over Zoom. So I don't always get to see my radio friends in person. So it's fun when they stop by the library and say hello. But it's also great to connect this way too and talk about some books on the radio. Hooray, hooray. And before we dive in, I want to make sure our listeners know that we are in the midst of the fall pledge drive for WGXC. We're encouraging everyone out there listening who appreciates community radio, youth voices on the radio, hearing your neighbors on the radio, local content, local artists, as well as a really eclectic lineup of shows and diverse musical offerings, all the things that make WGXC great. We encourage listeners out there to support WGXC to help keep WGXC on the airwaves. All support that comes in during the fall pledge drive helps WGXC to meet the most basic FM station operating costs and helps keep WGXC on the radio dial. So we're particularly encouraging listeners to become sustaining donors, monthly supporters of WGXC. And you can do this by signing up online at wgxc.org/donate. And you can choose a recurring donation of your choice. Our current monthly donors for WGXC range in monthly contributions from $5 to $300. So every bit counts, and we encourage you to help us reach our monthly goal of having $5,000 in monthly support from our recurring donors. If we're able to reach that goal, we'll be able to eliminate on-air pledge drives and keep all of the wonderful shows on WGXC going wild. And of course, WGXC is a program division of Wave Farm, which is a 501c3 nonprofit arts organization. So all contributions are tax deductible to the full extent of the law. So to donate, you can go to wgxc.org/donate or call 518-697-7400. While we're looking for ongoing monthly supporters, that's our main goal of this pledge drive. We also would love if anyone out there listening that wants to just make a donation today, feel free to give a call or go online and make a one-time donation. Every little bit helps, and we really appreciate everyone who supports WGXC. So go to wgxc.org/donate or call 518-697-7400. So while I was just talking about the pledge drive, our friend Adelia joined us. Hi, Adelia.
Hi, I'm so sorry I'm late.
That's okay. So we were just talking about the WGXC pledge drive and how important it is for listeners who appreciate community radio and hearing youth voices such as yours on the radio help support WGXC to keep it on the air. And I think Jada wanted to say something to add on to that.
Yeah, I mean, obviously I have some sort of bias because I am on a radio show. So I think that you should support us because not only is this just something, you know, nice to do, you know, giving back to the community and such, but it's also helping support have people have opportunities like me. I really enjoy going on this radio show, and it's something that I like to, you know, talk about with all my friends, you know, get more people to join and such. And I'm really grateful that I have this opportunity. And so if you guys could, you know, come and help and support us, I think that would be great because, you know, I do this. I'd like to keep it that way.
Yeah, we'd like to keep it that way too. I do think it's really special that WGXC has always had space on the airwaves for young people such as yourself to share their opinions, share their knowledge and their skills and their interests. So that's not something you get every day when you turn on the radio, unless you live here, and then you do, or if you tune in online too, to WGXE. But WGXE has literally had youth voices on the radio since day one, and really since day negative something. Even in the pre-broadcast era, they were doing workshops with young people and doing different types of broadcasts here and there involving young people. So shout out to WGXE for being such a youth-friendly radio station.
Yeah, and it's always good to get more people.
Yeah, I was saying earlier before you joined that our friend Claire will be joining us again next week, so that'll be exciting to have her back on the show. But yeah, so what is your favorite thing about WGXE or about being on the radio on WGXE?
It's a good way to find out like what books to read and what new books there are, and also we just talk about adaptions into films and shows and stuff. Mm-hmm. And so it's good to find out what to read and watch.
Great. How about you, Fatia?
I think it's fun for us to do.
I know for some of our participants over the years, it's been helpful in boosting confidence with public speaking, even though it's like a little different because it's on the radio. So you're not standing in front of people or something. It still, you know, takes a lot of courage to speak to listeners from all over the place who listen into the show. So I think that's been really great and is a great opportunity for young people going on the radio. But yeah, we're really grateful to WGXE and hope listeners out there are as well, and we'll provide some financial support to help keep WGXE on the airwaves. Again, during this fall pledge drive, we're encouraging listeners to become monthly supporters, invest in community radio with a recurring donation of your choosing, any amount every month moving forward. And to make a donation, you can go to wgxc.org/donate or call 518-697-7400, and a WGXC team member will be happy to help you make your donation. But thank you to all of the sustaining donors out there, our monthly supporters who help keep this radio station going. We really appreciate you, and we appreciate everyone who listens to the show as well every week. But now we're going to talk about some books. Hooray! Or bookish things. No pressure. Who wants to get us started today? How about Fatia? What did you want to share today?
I'm going to share a poem.
Great.
It's about a birthday. Happy birthday. May you only know joy that makes you share, troubles that make you thrive, sadness that makes you care, hope that makes you dream, failure that makes you succeed, success that makes you rejoice, friends that make you laugh, passion that makes you live, love that makes you love more.
That's really nice. It sounds like it could be like in the inside of a birthday card.
That's what I was thinking. It's like, what a nice birthday message. Does. Do you know who the poem's by?
No, it doesn't say it.
The mystery poet. Claim your poem, mystery poet. I could see you taking that poem and making like some artwork around it, like making a cool custom card using that text. Fatia is one of our resident artists. Very cool. Thank you for sharing that, Fatia. How about Jada? What did you want to share today?
So I was going through my collection of already read books. and there was this book called Al Capone Does My Shirts. And it's set during the time when... And somehow I forgot the name of the super infamous book. Alcatraz. When Capone was at Alcatraz. And the main character's dad was hired, I think, to be like patrol or something. And so he meets all sorts of other people. Another thing is his sister, which his parents keep on insisting is younger than him. So just his sister, I guess. I won't tell the ending because that's important. Has autism, and so she acts in a certain ways, and they're trying to get her into this great school, but they keep trying to pass her, and it won't happen. And when he goes to school, this one character, the warden's daughter, starts this business where people pay him to have their laundry sent to Alcatraz, which is why I think it's titled Al Capone Does My Shirts. So yeah, I won't spoil it because there's so much of the story that can't be revealed right away.
Yeah, you were just refreshing my memory a little bit. I read this so long ago, but I don't remember it that well. But it was a battle of